You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I am here with Tom McCubbin, host emeritus, and Lizzie Steele. We want to wish everyone a happy new year. Happy New Year, Tom. Happy New Year, Lizzie.
Yep.
Happy New Year to you guys. Everybody hold their calls. You're listening to a brand new episode. However, we are not here because we're off enjoying the new year.
That's it exactly. So, Tom, you wanted to talk more about the weather. I think that's so important for Florida, especially with all the new residents we have and new listeners we have. It's just so important to pay attention.
Yes, it is. And just listen to what's happening. And if you're worried about the weather, just stay alert to it and everything. But I'm just concerned about things that we're going to be doing in a new year. And it's actually a good time to do a number of things in the landscape, even though it might feel cool out there sometimes. It's good working weather.
It's good working weather. You don't have to sweat as much.
Yeah, and one of them is do the pruning. We can start doing a lot of pruning at this time.
So what do you recommend? Because there are certain things we don't want to prune.
Well, anything that's going to flower during the springtime, right, we don't want to prune. You wouldn't do major pruning on the tabebuias, for instance, and you wouldn't want to prune your
camellias
and gardenias. And as soon as the camellias have finished flowering, you can go ahead and prune them. But
that's what I always tell my clients, that after they finish blooming, that's the time to cut them.
Yeah, and so we can do almost all the big common trees, the oak trees, the maple trees. Maple trees will flower early, so if you want to get them trimmed.
And it's a good time if some of them are deciduous, like the elm trees and like the crepe myrtles. Now, crepe myrtles can be cut, but we don't need to hack them back. If the limbs are crossing and touching, you don't want them to grow together.
Crisscrossing limbs, right.
And then you have the oak trees when they're newly planted on the boulevard with new houses. Have you seen them where they curve down?
Oh, yeah.
What causes that?
I think the stems are weaker. I don't know.
Yeah. And so on these new oak trees, you'll see them and all the branches. And I think maybe that they cut them and then they just curve down, or that the branches, I don't know.
Could be.
I don't know.
And as far as the crepe myrtles go, there's all different kind of thoughts on this, and a lot of my communities keep asking, and it gets down to what the client wants. You know, Ed Gilmer, one of the top tree specialists in the world, I think, and he said he used to prune them back, some of his back also.
Felder Rushing and Dr. Gary Bachman, they have no problem with it. They're a little bit more easygoing than I am, though.
I don't want to prune them back.
I think they look ugly. I mean, we don't do it to elm trees. We don't do it to sycamore trees. And we don't even do it to redbuds and dogwoods. We don't do that. And so...
Yeah, I've seen a couple of magnolias where they've been topped out and rounded out. They didn't look too bad.
Well, now there is... Pollarding is a different type of pruning where
you cut the same spot all the time.
Which Disney does a lot.
Oh, yeah.
They do it in their theaters. Yeah, in their theater, American theater. They pollard their... trees there, but that's just different. But if you're cutting down to the quick and it's a thin tree, you could kill them.
Yeah, I haven't seen any crepe myrtles killed to that. It just seemed to be...
Oh, I have to send you pictures.
Have you? Okay. Resilient, I think. Like I said, Ed Gilman didn't feel bad about it.
Don't you think it delays the flowering?
Here's what it does as I observe it. You get that big flush of growth if you prune them back hard like that, and those flower all together. You get this big plume of flowers, but if you don't prune them, you get flowers all over the tree. They have a nice natural form. I don't prune mine. I like the nice natural form. Now, I will take off the lower hanging limbs.
Yes.
I'll take off the ones that crisscross.
I take off the suckers.
From the base. But it gets to be, what does the client want? And I've had communities where they want them pruned back hard, so I said, it's up to you guys. You're paying for it where you wouldn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, I've had landscapers tell me that if their clients ask them to prune, that if they won't do it, they're going to hire someone that will do it.
Yeah,
exactly. And so I understand that they're caught between, the rock.
It's almost like the palms.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's some communities that are going to do the rocket cut no matter what.
Yeah, and you don't need to cut fronds. In fact, you shouldn't cut a palm frond off if it's green.
That's right. That's right.
And it just makes them, more susceptible to diseases and insects.
Yeah.
And even in the hurricane, those fronds protect the tree. And if it doesn't have it, they'll snap easier.
Yeah, and you didn't see many palms blow over, did you?
No.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
It's amazing. Here's some of the other things on my list. Getting the weeds out after the start of the year into the new year. Preparing the soil for replanting. Go through, till it. If you're going to get your compost and manure and put in there, work it in. Any kind of compost. Add new plants. Not a bad time. I mean, you plant year-round, don't you?
I do plant year-round. Now, if it's something that's coming up, because we watch the weather, if it's something that we're going to have a freeze in the next week or so, you know, we see that cold front coming down, we may delay planting a couple of days. But no, we can plant here all year round.
Yeah, we haven't done your dirty words.
Oh, my dirty words. Yes, we do. We'll do that in the next segment.
Okay, sounds good. Got a whole list of them there. And thinking outside the box, are you planting Cattleya orchids in dirt?
I'm telling you, Tom, I was shocked that this Cattleya orchid had been growing in the ground for 5 years, and it was gorgeous. It had almost 30 blooms on it. It loved it. It didn't have a problem with it at all.
Yeah, I put the jewel box orchids in soil. But
yeah, but yeah. I'm telling you, I was so shocked. And it's what I want people to do is not think or think outside the box. And so we're coming up on a hard break here. So we're going to continue this conversation, but this is a pre-recorded show. But we want to wish everyone a happy new year.
We certainly do. And we have the dirty words coming up here, and we'll have some other things that we'll want to talk about. But one little thing here I also see on yours, you're learning to appreciate weeds.
I am.
It's when crazy.
When I went to Ireland, the weeds were so beautiful. And we just need to chill a little bit. I got to chill about crepe murder. Okay, yes, I'll do that. But going and seeing the weeds, the native weeds, it was beautiful.
Wildflowers. We call them wildflowers.
They were weeds. We're going to be right back, Tom.
Yeah, we'll be back. We're coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Tom. Teresa's at the other microphone. Of course, your regular host. And if it's Saturday morning, hey, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nightgard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Nightgard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at QualityGreenSpecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists. Top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nightgard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Great deals are now Blue Munich Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at QualityGreenSpecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists, top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Hi, this is Teresa Watkins. You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens. Enjoy your weekend.
I'm here. Yeah, Tom McCubbin, the host emeritus with Sir Teresa Watkins here. And we're doing our New Year's program. So no phone calls today.
No phone calls today. And they can hear all of this on a podcast at iHeart. Wherever you listen to podcasts, they can catch the whole show.
Yeah, Teresa's pointing to me. Says, that's your turn.
Tom, I'll be honest with you. I think she just kind of threw you under the bus. I'm just saying.
Well, we had this nice outline, and I don't see where Tom's doing
it. No.
I want to talk weather some more.
Please, let's do it.
Because my garden from Milton got beat. Elaine didn't do that to it. But Milton, I had the garden planted, and when Milton came through, it whopped my tomato plants bed and blew the squash around. Tomato plants by mid-December starting to recover and producing a few things. Squash produced me a decent crop, got great peppers, and cucumbers did okay. But tomatoes, which I really like tomatoes. I'm a bragger, and we love the cherry tomatoes.
Yes.
We'll talk about that later on. But cherry tomatoes are normally reliable, and about mid-December is when I just started getting the tomatoes.
Oh, and it destroyed them.
Yeah,
it
really worked things over. Now, what else I lost here was two tree-form ligustrums. Now, I'm going to be honest. I knew they were going to go sometime because they're up closer to the house, so the roots are limited up near the house. But this time they went over completely. My neighbor lost one, and word of mouth, Austin came in and
they do a great job.
Took care of them for me. Yep, they did that, and I lost fence.
Well, where did you lose the fence? In the backyard or the side yard?
Side yard between me and my neighbor.
Uh-huh.
But I have a son-in-law who does fencing.
There you go.
Wow, that's convenient,
isn't it?
Oh, yes. Nice to have people like that in the family. I don't have a lawyer. That's what I need. And I don't have a plumber either. So anyway, but here's what I've observed from the hurricanes and wind that we have. It wasn't as bad as it's been in previous years. I mean, there's a lot of debris. And we talked about earlier about the wetness of the soil and the more shallow root system of the trees. And when I go up, for instance, Mount Dora along the water drive there,
yes,
the trees that went down are the ones that were in very wet soil. And so they just pushed over. You can see the roots.
Well, you see the roots. Now, in Sunnyside in Leesburg, off the Sunnyside Drive, they swamped there right off of Lake Harris. And they lost some huge, very majestic oak trees, just went right over. But as we know, oak trees don't have a deep root system. They go out far, you know, 200 feet they can, but they don't have a very deep root system. And these were old trees, so they were hundreds of years or 100 years old or more.
You know what they tell me is the early nurserymen used to plant their trees and shrubs in wet soil with a shallow water table so that they could raise the water table up and keep the roots pruned. And then they could dig them easily with a root ball.
There you go. See, that
It's kind of neat.
You would think it'd be makes sense, but how would they transplant? Would they be okay?
Yeah, they just go out there, and they had an ability, I guess, to drop the water table down by digging ditches and things like that.
Sure.
So then they take their equipment out there, ball and burlap them, and just dig them and move them out.
Wow. Those were the days, huh?
Those were the days, yeah. How about you? Did you lose anything?
We lost a huge branch of our oak tree in the backyard, and we're lucky it fell where it did because it would have gone right through the house.
Yeah. And you know what I see on a lot of the trees that have the damage is that they were going to have damage sooner or later, no matter what. They would have a hollow trunk. They were, you know, two trunks coming together, and they were rotting right down in the center of them and things like that.
So you know, and this is what Austin and, you know, the University of Florida, you know, we talk about, you can't really tell how long a tree is going to survive because it may look nice and good and healthy on the outside, but it could be completely hollow on the inside.
Yeah.
So it's always good to get an arborist to come and check your trees.
And laurel oaks are the worst, let me tell you. The live oaks, I have one community with aged live oaks, and they hold up well. The laurel oaks in there, they just break out and split apart and things like that.
I'm going to be glad to see them going. You know, what kind of oak trees are you recommending to plant right
now?
Well,
I like the live oak trees and different varieties. I don't mind you know, any nursery run where they've been trained.
We have
the cathedral and stuff like that. But
Shimardi is nice.
Shimardi. Shimardi's okay. It does have some insect problems. It gets the little borers to get into the trunks of them, into the little limbs. And it's fine. It's the red oak type.
Right.
Which is a different look to the communities and everything like that. Now, we also mentioned about it being dry, and I had a hard time keeping up with the water going through the late summer and fall and spring.
I lost a lot of container plants.
Yeah.
And so I'd come back, and it wouldn't be like I neglected them for 3 or 4 weeks. It was like in a week, boom, they were gone.
Yeah, you had to water them every day if you wanted to keep them going. So that was a real problem there for them. So that's some of the things that I had. Now, I don't know what the weather's going to be coming down the pike here. The Old Farmer's Almanac says it's going to be kind of a coolish. But then I see this thing here in February where a big dip, a big red line dropping down below 3 inches below normal. What's normal for February?
Yeah, what's normal for February? Wow. I would say, you know, it's going to be about 60s average, but it's going to go down in the 20s and 30s at night. You know, and that goes to the changes that we're going to discuss in the next hour. And I just want to, you know, just pick your brain with you know, how cold is it going to get in the future? Can they really predict that?
I doubt it. You know, when I first came here, I came here in the 70s. 72 is when I came. Nice, warm winter. 73, nice, warm. I said, boy, this is great. I got my canoe out on the lakes during the middle of the winter. Mm-hmm. Couldn't do that up in Maryland. And 74, 75, they were all warm winters. Then 76 came, and we had the big freeze. And
we did have the big freeze. That's when it snowed in Miami.
Knocked out a lot of citrus trees at that point. So you can't predict these things. And these citrus people stopped firing the groves up and everything. So they just froze is what happened.
So in Tavares, we grew up in Tavares, and they have a railroad line going through that goes all the way up north.
Oh, yeah.
And I had one older agent tell me that's how they knew a cold front was coming down, that the trains would come through and they would blow their horns a certain way that they would be able to tell what the temperature was going to be that night, because they had come from that north area and that cold front coming down with that train. They would alert the farmers when to what the temperature was going to be. I think that's fascinating.
But they had the big freezes during the 1890s.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 year, I don't know which it was, 94, 95, something like that. And 1 year it froze, and the next year it froze worse. There was ice on the lakes. Didn't make any difference because the previous year everything had frozen out.
Well, citrus used to be a Georgia fruit crop.
Oh, yeah.
And so it keeps moving it down. And now, how would you say the fruit crop's going to be now? Because they were starting to plant them again.
I know, but we had all these diseases come in, greening.
Canker.
From what I have seen, the citrus production is down. There's no doubt about it. And I hate to say it, but I'm not sure it's going to recover, to be honest with you.
I don't know whether it's going to recover as an agricultural crop, but I think homeowners will be able to plant something for their own yards. They're talking about the sugar bell. The sugar bell's a new variety that's out. Yep. And the University of Florida, and they're saying that's doing good. Lemons and limes, they're saying, are really, they're still susceptible to greening, but they don't die from it.
Yep, I have a lemon that's doing okay.
Yeah.
It's doing okay. But the new varieties, they're saying they're tolerant, and I hope they do, and that's the best way we can get it is a new variety. When canker came through, we thought that was going to be the downfall. But canker, we had pesticides we could put on for greening. It's the vector, which is the big problem.
Right,
there.
The psyllid. Yeah. I've never seen one on a plant.
Oh, I've got bad pictures of them.
Do you? Neighbor, oh, my goodness.
My neighbor had some there, and they were there. So anyway, it's interesting to have all these temperature effects in Florida. And it's just one of the things that we just got to be careful of and maybe protect. I'm not going to protect my plants like I used to.
I'm not worried about it. And that's what I tell my clients is that, you know, if you buy something for $7-$8, like crotons, crotons will always go down in a major freeze. Yeah. But they could recover, especially up here in Orlando. But it's going to take a couple of years for them to recover nicely like you bought them. But they're so cheap, why not just throw them away?
I used to dig my crotons up. I'd have them outside in the ground, and when it got to be cold, I'd go out there. I have actually dug up crotons to put in pots to protect them with ice on the leaves.
Oh, my goodness.
That was during the 80s.
Oh, my goodness.
And they survived. They did survive.
Yeah.
I decided I'm not going to do it. I used to have mangoes, and I'd go out with the mangoes, and I'd say, don't worry, I'm going to protect you. Everything's going to be okay during the middle of the summer. And then when January came through and the freeze started coming through, I would go out there and say, you know, you guys are on your own.
You just totally bailed on them.
You're right, bailed out on them.
Well, we had a discussion this week here in the studio about frost blankets.
Yeah.
And so that's one of my dirty words for 2024. And, you know, frost blankets work, but they don't really, I mean, if it's going to get cold, like in
degrees.
The 20s. You know, then it's not going to help. But it's going to, they're not going to have as much damage as they would if they were unprotected. But what about sheets touching the leaves and things like that?
You know, the sheets touching the leaf, there is a barrier there, that cotton barrier. So that's not as bad as plastic,
right?
Where it's right through. So in that case, you got a problem. But I think sheets over the plants are okay.
Right.
And if you can put some kind of heat there, I have a community where they have bottle palms.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're talking about is enclosing them in cloth or something and then put an incandescent light bulb inside.
Right, you can't use LEDs.
No, you know? Not enough heat.
No, you can't do that.
The good old-fashioned Christmas lights, and they're fading away.
And you have to keep the heat in, so the frost blanket or the sheets have to go all the way down to the ground. Just having a tree with the frost blanket wrapped around the top of it is not going to help it.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to keep it wrapped around there. So we still have freezes coming up in January and February.
We could. I mean, with all this new trends and everything, everybody's saying it's not going to freeze. But, you know, I keep saying one day it's going to happen.
It is.
And the problem is it only takes one night. That's all it takes.
Right.
For something like that. And you got to cover the plants. You got to cover them so they go all the way down to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. And if you want to put some incandescent bulbs in there or something like that, you can.
What's the latest we'll get a freeze?
Somewhere around the middle of
March?
February. Well, February.
Really?
Yeah, February, I think 15th, 18th is the latest. But the middle of March is what my wife says. That's when we're freeze-free. But the average last frost date is the middle of February. So
great.
Who knows? Anyway, coming up, we'll talk more about the weather a little bit here, maybe some suggestions, some of the things that we see as a trend, and what we're going to do to be ready for cold. And I've got my cold years here. When was it cold? So don't go away, folks. This is our holiday program from the Summit Responsible Solutions. If it's Saturday morning, guess what? You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hi, this is Teresa Watkins. You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens. Enjoy your weekend.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse?
A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation, Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. You're listening to a pre-taped show for the new year. Happy New Year, everyone. We're so glad you could join us. I am here today with Tom McCubbin, host emeritus, and Lizzie Steele, and we just wish everyone happy holidays, Tom.
Yes, we're here.
And it's a great, and so I wanted to talk about some of the things that have changed this year for us in the gardening world. And one of them is the USDA came out and said, you know what, you're not going to get as cold, and you're zone 10 now here in Central Florida.
Yeah, they've been thinking about this for a while because, as I recall, maybe 5, 6, 8 years ago, they came out with the changes, and everybody said, no, not going to happen. But you and I have seen probably a little bit about why these changes come about as cities get built. Now, you're in a warmer area. I mean, you're warmer than I am.
Yes, in the College Park area, yes, we are. And, you know, here's it, my reasoning goes back to what you're saying is the new development. It used to rain every afternoon in Florida during the summertime.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock, you know, and it would last 10 to 15 minutes, and then it would be over and the sun would shine.
And you could mow the lawn at 6.
Exactly. And so we don't see that anymore. And I think it's because of the new development. They have transferred and they put in all these retention ponds and detention ponds off the highways so that the water doesn't go back into the swampy areas, the conservation areas. It stays right next to the highway.
It holds some heat.
And it holds the heat, and we don't get the evaporation that we used to get a long time ago. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense to me. And, you know, I'm up in the Popka area, and we're colder up there. I can count on maybe 3 or 4 degrees colder than you.
Yes.
Now Lizzie is in an area. She might as well be in Georgia.
Lizzie, the first of the month, what was your coldest temperature?
Oh, 30-something.
But you've had
frost.
We've had frost, so we're like, almost had to scrape it off the window, frost. And I know no one believes that, but facts.
So we have not had that.
No.
My lowest temperature, I think, was 39.
Yeah. We got down to about 36, and that was the last time I looked at it.
Yeah.
But that was on my phone, so, you know, it wasn't inside the house. It was somewhere out there.
That was probably at the airport.
It could have been.
The airport is still behind this year, by the way, 10 inches.
Isn't that amazing with the rainfall?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Now, we've had, from November last year through November this year, we've had about 61 inches averaging in the St. Johns River Water Management District. But most of the state has caught up with the rainfall. The aquifers are full, except one area, and that's Brevard County.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are still in a drought situation there. They did not get the rain during the storms, during the hurricanes. They did not get the rainfall.
When Milton came through, we had about 15 to 18 inches at my house. I mean, we caught up and went overboard.
And so, you know, and it's important for people to understand that when we do get these storms through, the hurricanes through, that we still need to water our plants, but not as much. The wind afterwards that has dried all the plants, and so it's even more important to water them, but not as much.
Especially container gardens. Container gardens can dry out so quickly.
Yes.
Which is interesting. I'm just following through my freezing years here. I wrote them down.
Uh-huh.
And 76 was a bad one for us locally here. Then during the 80s, 83, 85, 89.
Mm-hmm.
89, we actually had snow and ice. I remember that well because my son flipped his truck about 2,000 feet from the house and had it towed home.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and there he is. He just came in and went to bed. That was it. Didn't wake me up, didn't say anything until I went out to get the paper. That was it. And I saw the truck out there smashed.
Did you run upstairs? And did you?
I calmed down first. And then I think in 93 we had another fairly cold spell. But during the 90s it was spread out. It wasn't like the 80s. So we've had some pretty cold years and pretty warm years. And that's why I say it, these zone type things, you know, it's hard to believe because we have warm and cold years still. And if you go back over the last 100 years, they're the warm and cold years. I mean,
Look
at the paper every day, you can see the highs and lows.
And so, you know, it really helps to keep a journal so that you kind of know what is going on. And you just mark it down like you've got yours marked down. And do you record your crops and what you do?
You know, I really don't, and I should, but I don't over these years. This has not been a good fall for me, so as far as the crops go.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen this winter? You know, Are you going to be ready for cold, or what are you thinking?
I'm always ready for cold. I love cold. I love sweaters. I love hats. And you can always get warmer. It's during the summertime, you know, you can't get colder unless you go into AC. But you can always put on an extra jacket and mittens and stay warm. And I like warm weather better.
You know what I used to like to do? This was at the University of Maryland. I used to like to go into the greenhouses when it was snowing. And the steam heaters would be on. It'd be warm in there. And you could see the snow coming down and melting off of the greenhouses. And here in Florida, I still like, on the cold days, I like to go into my little greenhouse there. The heater's on. It's nice and toasty in there. And the plants and I are warm. We can talk to each other.
That's awesome.
I love greenhouses. Tony, for my birthday this year, I found somebody had thrown away an old terrarium that was a Victorian terrarium, and it was all rusted and in white, but I picked it up and took it back to the house, and he what is it when you take the paint off of it?
Sanded it.
He sanded it. Yeah, he sanded it and repainted it, and we put glass panes in it. Wow. Oh, and it's gorgeous.
It's very gorgeous.
Yeah, it is.
So where do you keep that?
On my front porch.
Front porch?
Yeah, front porch, and all kinds of tropical plants in there. So I love it. And so
you could just picture yourself in there.
I could.
Nice.
I could.
Now, you have something coming up here in 2024, Teresa's Top 5.
I have started Teresa's Top 5, and it's my top five somethings.
So this will go into 25.
Yes, so 2025. So on the second hour, is it the first hour? It's in the first hour. In the first hour, at 7 o'clock in the first hour, I talk about my top five ornamental plants, or my top five blue flowers, or my top five landscape mistakes.
Yeah, I know. I love those.
Yeah, and so I've started my Teresa's Top 5. And it's just an extra way for me to get in all my favorites and let people know that what's out there. So,
and it could be anything. Maybe her favorite, you know, plant. It could be like her favorite spoon. She didn't name it for that purpose.
My favorite Florida trees that look like they're from the north.
Oh, yeah.
And so I love doing that. So I love making North Carolina yards. In fact, I'm starting one in December, and I'm making this yard look all like North Carolina. So we'll get to that. We've got a lot of great things coming up. Happy New Year to everybody. Thank you for joining us. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, here with Tom McCubbin and Lizzie Steele, and we'll be right back. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Man, it is a beautiful day to fish.
Here's your life jacket.
You know I can swim, right?
So could a lot of people who died falling overboard.
Come on, I'm not a kid.
Fatalities are often men over 30.
It's too hot to wear one.
These new ones are
They're happy. Ooh, I got one!
Glad you wore the life jacket.
Okay, yes.
Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission reminds you to wear your life jacket. Visit wearitflorida.com. Wear it, Florida.
Seat belts are your first line of defense on the road, but they only save lives when worn, and worn correctly. In Florida, it's the law. All drivers, all front seat passengers, and all passengers under 18 must fasten their seat belts. So, during those long holiday trips, everyone in the vehicle must remain safely buckled at all times. From highway to holiday, arrive alive this season. For more tips, visit flhsmv.gov/holiday. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call 800-830-0715. That's 800-830-0715. Again, 800-830-0715.
Hi, this is Teresa Watkins. You're listening to the best of Better Lawns and Gardens. Enjoy your weekend.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is the end of the first hour, but it's not the end of the show because we have another whole hour coming up after this one here also. Teresa Watkins is at the microphone. I'm Tom McCubbin. And we're just having a good time here.
We're having a great time. We want to wish everybody a happy new year. And we're so excited they're staying with us and they're listening in. And you can catch the show any Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. to or 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And then anytime on podcast.
Yeah, don't have them call in at the end of the program. No. Just try to get them at the beginning of the program.
We do, but you know they don't wake up. You know, 7 o'clock is early.
Hey, I have some of my friends when I was hosting the program originally. They would be in bed and they'd say, "Well, we set the alarm and the radio comes on and we're in bed and we're listening to you."
Oh, well, that's not creepy at all.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to be, this segment here, we're talking about the best garden moments.
Yes.
And I'll start it off.
Sure.
And just tell you, my garden moments I like the most is success with seeds. I love to grow things from seeds as much as I can. And I raise the transplants. I don't know why I've been known in the neighborhood as a transplant guy, but I will have a certain number of transplants, and we share them. And the neat thing about it is I give transplants, and they normally come back as food later on.
Isn't that nice? Yeah. It's a nice share your seeds and get that shared food.
Yeah, let me tell you what has done well for me in transplants, growing them from seed. Tomatoes, peppers, squash, and cucumbers. I will actually start my squash and cucumbers in pots, and then I can move them into the garden.
Now, do you use seeds from your actual peppers and tomatoes, or do you buy them?
Buy them in. You know, I have a list for the second hour of the different varieties that I like the most. But I buy the seed in, which I have to do now. I have to be honest with you. I've kept some seeds so long it's not germinating like it used to.
Okay.
So I made a resolution this year. I'm going to buy in a fresh batch of seeds, okay? I grow my own pansies, my own hollyhocks.
Oh. Delphiniums?
Delphiniums. I haven't grown delphiniums in a couple of years, but it's about time. The seed I got the last couple of times was disappointing. Mm-hmm. And delphiniums are kind of tricky. They like this cool weather. Mm-hmm. If I can get this cool weather for them, they'll do well. My hollyhocks are up. My pansy seeds are up. Snapdragon seeds are up. And be ready to transplant here.
That's wonderful. I know they're all out in the stores and the nurseries and the box stores. And beautiful colors of snapdragons this year.
I love them. I like the rocket snaps. I like the tall snaps.
Yes.
So those are some of my favorites. And how about you?
Best gardening moment this year? Well, Tony and I have gone and we have purchased a garden tour company called Art and Bloom Garden Tours. And the website is artandbloomgardentours.com. And we visit beautiful botanical gardens and private gardens all across the United States and then also overseas. And so we're very excited to get that started. We've already got three full trips. They can go to artandbloomgardentours.com and see all of the tours. And we are we go to like the Newport Flower Show, the Buffalo Garden Walk, which is fantastic. And I enjoy traveling. And so we take all our garden friends, and we'd love to have everyone join us. And it's small groups. We don't do large groups. And it's all personal. So,
did you go up to Rochester for the Lilac Festival?
No, I did not.
That's one I've always wanted to do.
Yeah, I've never done the Lilac Festival. Mm-hmm. But I've heard you're the second person in the last 6 weeks that has told me about it.
I love lilacs.
Well, we'll have to try that. And so I'm marking it down, Lilac Festival.
Yep. Now, Lizzie has some best moments too, right?
I set my garden beds on fire because I'm kidding, but they're falling apart because of the hurricane and the winds moisture. And the rain. And it held so much moisture that it blew out the bottoms. And, you know, they were built very well. However, we had a category 4 go over us. So,
yeah, you know.
But it's okay because you know what? My thing is that I got a lot of really good bell peppers off them. I even got purple bell peppers.
Oh, yeah.
So excited. It's my favorite color. And then the turkeys, they got lots of treats. They love the sunflower sprouts. And,
sure.
Yeah. So with the beds breaking, they found a way to stick their heads up underneath it. And
I'm
eat
sure
the
they're
sprouts.
Getting the earthworms too.
That too, yes.
Your turkeys are getting big.
Crazy. Aren't they beautiful?
Crazy.
Now, is the bourbon red the white one?
No, the bourbon reds are the brown with the white fan tails.
Oh, okay.
So the white ones are the broad-breasted Holland, I guess it's called their Holland.
Are they the ones mainly for Thanksgiving, for meals?
Yes.
Yeah, because President Biden pardoned a white turkey.
Yes, that's what I thought.
The broad-breasted, yes. And that's basically what you saw is we have two white ones, and they're 60 pounds each, and then we have a black one that's a broad-breasted, and he's 60 pounds, and then we have one hen that's part of that same group, she weighs 40 pounds. So.
Now, you have any trouble with the turkeys chasing you around?
No, they love us.
They sit on her lap.
They do. It's crazy.
When I was a kid, my grandmother had turkeys on the farm, and those turkeys come after me.
I've been around turkeys who are extremely mean, and I don't know. They didn't get enough loving. I don't.
she slept with them since they were wee. They're just
pretty much. You know what
that's
I think?
Neat. That's
I think
neat.
It was reverse psychology because the morning show I'm on has been trying to get them pardoned for Thanksgiving this last year and a few weeks ago, whatever. And so I think that they're being nice to me, thinking that you know if they're nice to me, then they'll be pardoned.
Yeah,
so far it works.
I like ducks.
There you go.
I had a pet duck named Daffy. White duck.
White, maybe he's black.
Follow me all around. Yeah, I know, but this was a white duck named Daffy. And it lived with the guinea pigs and the rabbits. We had them all in the same cage.
I love this. It's a good community.
Yeah.
So all I'm seeing from both of you guys is the manure and all the...
I used the manure.
Mm-hmm. And the ducks and the turkeys. And, my goodness.
I've used rabbit manure, guinea pig manure.
So how much guinea pig manure did you get?
Oh, a lot. They eat a lot. They really do. Yeah.
I believe it. Turkeys. Oh, my gosh. I'm like the craziness. Seriously.
So we're going to save it to the next hour, but we're going to find out in the next hour because they're going to want to hear this. What happened to Gerald, the turkey? Was he an inside turkey or is he an outside turkey? So we'll find that out in the next hour. So.
Sound like somebody's a turkey. I don't know. anyway.
So here we go. So
now, were we talking about listening to a pre-tape show during a New Year's time? And right now that's what we're doing.
Right.
But they can come back If they missed it, they can come back and pick it up, right?
Right. They, you can hear the podcast. It'll be uploaded, and they can hear the podcast anytime for all those shows. Mm-hmm. You can go back and listen back 5 years ago with us.
I know. I have to admit, I don't always get up at 7, so I have to go back and listen to the shows from time to time. Yeah.
I don't blame you. You know, you're enjoying life and spending time with Jody. How is Jody?
She's doing fine. She's doing fine, and then she's just enjoying retirement.
Taking
it nice and easy. I have one other thing that I've enjoyed doing, my gardening moment, is my amaryllis bulbs.
Oh, talk to me about that. That's Tony's favorite new flower this year.
Yeah, I love them. I buy them in, and I don't always weed them or take care of them like I should, but they always flower for me.
Okay, so now do you have – okay, so one of my banes of my gardening existence is lubber grasshoppers.
Oh, yeah.
And amaryllis, they just attract them.
Oh, they really did me in this year.
Did they?
Yeah.
Do they still bloom when they attack them like that?
Yeah, they will. The flower bud is already formed at about that time, so it'll come up. But it takes the vigor out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the lubber stomp.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
Now, I tried this spinosad, and the spinosad seemed to work pretty well in keeping it down, but you had to come back and redo it.
Right.
Keep the immatures down.
Right. So the best thing to do is just to walk your gardens on a regular basis and catch them when they're babies, because that's the only time you can kill them.
I used to use 7 Aldecar, but you can't get the that product of 7 anymore. 7 has now become a brand name, so it's a synthetic pyrethroid. So the old-fashioned 7 is not out there unless you want to buy a large quantity, and I don't. Hey, coming up next hour, I want to talk a little bit about getting the landscape through the winter now.
That's a good thing. I think so. Giving people help that's going to come, that we're going to have beautiful weather, but it'll be great gardening weather, but there's things you need to do.
Now, everybody's worried about pruning, and I know the people with crepe myrtles, some of them are ready to get out there and go to it, and I wish they wouldn't.
I wish they wouldn't either.
But I have a little list of things that we can do to get the gardens through the wintertime. And, like getting weeds out. Do you have weeds?
I don't have as many weeds. I mulch really well. But I do get them in the driveway where the car brings them in. The car tires bring them in, you know. And but Tony loves to weed, so I'm really blessed with Tony.
I need to mulch a lot more. That'll keep my weeds down. I'm just out there pulling right and left to try to keep them under control.
If you've got a weed issue, it's going to take a couple of years, a couple of seasons of just staying on top of it. And then mulching. You just want to have that 3 to 4 inches of mulch and keep the sun out, because that's what germinates.
I want to know about this apple doesn't fall from the tree. I'll be interested in finding out what you got
the
in
mind about
that. Apple
doesn't fall far from the tree. We got some good things to talk about.
There we go. I tell you what, stay around for hour number 2. It's coming up, and we'll be right back. Hour number 2 will be coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, guess what? You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens right now with Tom and Teresa, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
This holiday season, make it memorable and safe. Celebrate responsibly and don't get behind the wheel if you're impaired. Plan ahead and designate a driver or use a rideshare service. If you spot an impaired driver, don't hesitate to dial *FHP. That's *347. Your call could save a life. From highway to holiday, arrive alive this season. For more tips, visit flhsmv.gov/holiday. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help. And you need it now. Call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768.